Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God gave me a Ferrari because I am a Ferrari. You're a Ferrari too.
When God made you, he had all the options put on. You are fully loaded and totally equipped.
So do this with me.
Where did we ever come up with the style of preaching we have today? There is some entertaining preaching, but not convicting preaching, and the legacy has been tragic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And the devil said,
hey, what about me? Don't I get credit anymore? This is Wretched Radio. It wasn't that long ago. It was the devil who made us do it. Well, no longer, thanks to polyvagal theory. You heard me. I said polyvagal theory. Perhaps you have not heard about it yet, but you will, especially if you're involved in your public school. And oh, how I wish more and more Christians were. Why? Because just like mindfulness, it is another secular... No, mindfulness isn't a secular technique. It's Buddhism is what it is. It was Jon Kabat-Zinn with the help of Goldie Hawn. Yeah, Goldie Hawn, that introduced mindfulness, a way to get the kids to just stop. We decided that having authority for a teacher, that's too oppressive. And so what do you get? A bunch of unruly kids. Well, that ain't going to work for long, and it makes life awfully hard. So what do you need? You need tools and mechanisms to get the kids to just chill a little bit. And so Jon Kabat-Zinn introduced Buddhism. That's right. It's Buddhism repackaged into mindfulness to get the kids to take a time out, breathe deeply, repeat a mantra, empty their brains. Sound familiar? And it's all the rage. Didn't start out that way. It took a wee bit. But ultimately, mindfulness, it's probably implemented in just about, can't say every, but just about every public school. Breathing techniques based in Buddhism. Why? Because we threw out the old ways of having an adult actually be in charge of a classroom. Well, guess what? There's a brand new theory in town, and it has everything to do with your vasovagal nerve. You say, what exactly is, do I have one of those for sure? You do. It's the big nerve that runs throughout your body from your brainstem all the way down. And it has tentacles, ganglion perhaps. It just spreads all throughout your body. And it contains a fight or flight mechanism. It tells you when there's danger, Will Robinson, so that your body reacts to keep itself, here's our favorite word since COVID, safe. You got to be safe. And your body is always on high alert to determine, am I safe or aren't I? That's what your vasovagal nerve does. There's a new theory. It's called polyvagal theory. And it's just that. It's a theory. There's no science behind it, but it's increasingly popular in government schools. Basically, it says that this vasovagal nerve of yours, when it is tweaked, it's going to cause you to behave poorly. See where this is going in the classroom? That means if a child is feeling dysregulated, it's because the vasovagal nerve is informing the body, hey, you're in trouble here. That means that externals, things on the outside of you, trigger you, causing your nerve to say, uh-oh, in trouble, and perhaps misbehave, and perhaps be sass-mouthy. Well, it's not your fault, child. It's because your environment isn't safe. And perhaps suddenly you go, oh, that's the problem with this theory. Because I think as Christians, we can admit externals can inform internals. Biblical counselors have recognized and identified that since the jump, that there are things that can happen to you that actually cause you to behave a certain way. That can perhaps pressure you to, but the external, the outer man, does not get to control or shouldn't control the inner man. It just squeezes what's in there. Remember Jesus, Matthew 15, he said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what comes out of you is what is in you. If your externals are causing pressure, even scary things. They don't cause you to misbehave. They're squeezing your heart, the inner man, your noose, your mind, causing it to erupt because you're not controlling it. In other words, your outer man is having way too much influence on your inner man. And therein lies the problem with polyvagal theory. All it addresses is the outer man. The only reason that these children are misbehaving is because they don't feel safe. It's not because they're totally depraved sinners. It's not because they're naughty. It's not because there is something in their heart. It's because of the external environment. That means if we can just calm down the environment, if we can make everything better, the children will feel safe and everybody will get an A. Well, actually, we've decided everybody already gets an A anyway. The point is, we'll keep them safe, which means we'll be able to regulate their behavior and we won't have to deal with naughty children anymore. That's the theory. And it is not entirely anti-biblical, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close because it doesn't address the heart. It doesn't address what is in the inner man. It doesn't address the you inside of you. And it blames your behavior not on the devil, certainly not on you. The environment is the problem. And so the secularists now are trying to implement this theory in an effort to calm down the schools and to hopefully get the kids to behave better, making life easier. Well, I think following the biblical program would help with that, but that's a digression. Polyvagal theory, while new, get ready. I'm telling you, it's coming to a school near you. Even the AI machine agrees. That's right, I AI'd it. Now, there was an article written, it came to my attention because of the ACBC conference. I believe it was in Texas. And there was a lecture that was presented there about polyvagal theory. And I thought, if it's rising to that level of interest, then I'm interested. And you should be too, because I'm telling you, it'll start in the school. You're going to be doing polyvagal theory at your work, because that's how mindfulness got into the workplace. Mindfulness got into government. It's everywhere. And polyvagal theory probably will be too. Kyle Gengel, preaching pastor, Southern Hills Bible Church in Custer, South Dakota. They got a town named after? Yeah, they do. Custer, South Dakota. I got to tell you, I am so agitated with this guy. He delivered the lecture at the ACBC conference. And at the biblicalcounseling.com website, he wrote an article called Counseling Theory Matters, an Evaluation of the Polyvagal Theory. What agitates me is a reminder we're never happy, because I read so many articles that give you a promise in the title and then they never deliver, or it's like the 17th paragraph in. Come on, get to the point. This dude's the opposite. Pretty much every paragraph was bang on. Dude, this is so well done. And it agitated me because, well, that's good stuff. Oh, that's shareable. Ooh, that's really helpful. Virtually every single paragraph in this pretty lengthy treatment of polyvagal theory was really, really helpful. And if nothing else, it clarifies our understanding of anthropology, who we are as people, and how we go about the business of doing better, of not misbehaving, of not reacting to external environments. The Bible hits this head on constantly. Yeah, there are scary. Just consider 1 Peter. 1 Peter, it's all about the concept that what surrounds the book is persecution. And all Peter bangs on is your heart, your heart, your heart, work on your heart, work on your holiness, work on your relationships, be a unified body. You are royal priests. You're a kingdom of priests. That's who you are. And the circumstances then you'll react in such a way that people actually ask about the hope that lies within you. That's so different than polyvagal theory, isn't it? So courtesy of a pastor from Custer, South Dakota. I don't know that I've been to Custer. I've been a lot of places in South Dakota, including the very, very disappointing Corn Palace. Wow, that was a disappointment. You never been to the Corn Palace, have you, Jimmy?
I've not.
Mitchell, South Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. You drive for days, or it feels like it. You know what? I could have used some polyvagal theory when I was a child to change my environment. I didn't feel safe going to Mitchell, South Dakota. You're driving, and it's sign after sign. Hey, only 812 miles, only 742 miles. It's like, it's a building with corn stalks all over it. Oh. That's a wee bit disappointing. All the way from Custer, South Dakota, this fellow is going to help us to understand polyvagal theory because he received a letter from his child's school. We're going to start implementing polyvagal theory. And so he got on it and he put together a presentation that is going to help us identify what this silliness is. And more importantly, identifying and implementing the better way. Next on Wretched Radio.
Hey, can I be honest with you for a second? I see a lot of guys just drifting, just going through the motions, working, hanging out, maybe going to church, but not really sure what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. And here's what's crazy. Nobody's giving you real answers. Dr. Adam Tyson has hosted a Fortis Forum, 5 steps to becoming a man after God's own heart. And it is not what you think. It's on Fortis Plus. You can watch it whenever you want. Just go check it out right now. Just download Fortis Plus wherever you download your apps or go to fortisplus.org.
Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Let's be honest, you've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations, your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside down world with biblical wisdom? And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. Visit fortisinstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like plenary verbal inspiration. God inspired every word of Scripture. guiding the human authors as they wrote without violating each man's personality and writing style. In the Bible, we have the very Word of God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How's your vasovagal? Here's a sentence I never thought I'd use. This is Wretched Radio. You got one. It's basically your nervous system. It is a fight or flight mechanism that determines whether or not you should stay or should you go. Everybody has one, and there are some educators, some theorists who have determined that's the problem with the kids. Their vasovagal system, it goes on to alarm because they don't feel safe. And therefore, their behavior cannot be blamed on anything but the environment. It is making its way through public schools. I anticipate it'll make its way into work. It'll make its way into government. It'll get government funding, most likely. But it's nothing more than a theory. And more than that, it's abiblical. Courtesy of a pastor all the way from Custer, South Dakota, named Kyle Gangle, who wrote a bang-up article. How do I wish more articles were written like this? Defining polyvagal theory, which is, it's going to be in your school. Poly, of course, means many. Vagus means wandering. Huh. So when you go to Nevada, you're wandering. Yeah, I'd say that's actually pretty accurate. It's a reference to the human vagus nerve, which runs from the lower brainstem and branches into or wanders about various parts of the body. The theory, please note, it's a theory. It's not a law. There's no scientific test for this. In fact, there's very little, if any, research whatsoever. But that doesn't stop social trends, does it? Polyvagal theory seeks to understand and apply how the autonomic nervous system regulates social connection and responds to stress. The term autonomic means unconscious or involuntary. So according to PVT, which is what we'll call it henceforth, your nervous system is constantly evaluating what's going on out there. Am I safe? And it causes various parts of your body to respond based on the external threat. And that's what educators then are using to evaluate kids' behavior. Oh, they've got bad behavior, then the environment isn't right. This is why we've got safe spaces. This is why we have quiet rooms for children so that they can go get their autonomic nervous system regulated, because we can't expect them to control themselves. We've got to control the environment. Just think about the word sanctification for a moment and how this undermines that for a child. From Kyle Gangle, your body exists in one of three states. The first is ventral vagal social engagement. That's the optimum state. You're operating without fear. You are cruising. That's where we need everybody to be. If your nervous system senses danger, it moves then into the second state called the sympathetic nervous activation. Well, it must be real. Those names are big. Mm-hmm. This is sometimes referred to as an elevated state of mobilization, where you go on high alert. You're prepared to fight danger or get out of there. It's referred to as a state of dysregulation. Listen for that word. It is being bandied about a lot these days in the government education system. It could manifest itself with a high heart rate, loss of appetite, anxiety, shortness of breath, bad behavior. And these people are more likely to act out, yell at others, or run away. Do you see where this is going? So if the kid is acting out, yelling at a teacher, it has nothing to do with the child. They're just reacting to the danger and the threat. Do you see what this is going to do even further to erode the authority of a teacher? You're the problem, teacher. Your classroom doesn't feel safe. You're the reason that these kids are acting like this. The third level of vasal response, the states, your body, because it can't remain on high alert forever, it just decides, turning off the engine, just shutting down. I can't take it no more. That's the highest state of dysregulation. then you faint, you freeze. That's what they call it, fainting or freezing response. You're afraid, you're sluggish, you want to be isolated, lethargic, depressed, unwilling to act on your responsibilities. You just clock out. So the goal then of implementing PVT is to help people understand how their nervous system controls their behavior and thinking to regulate the state of their body to achieve the sorts of behaviors that are most socially advantageous. All outer man. Paul to the Corinthians, while your outer man, which is your body, including your brain, by the way, it's decaying. Your inner man that's being renewed day by day. It's that's where you determine how you're going to behave. And it doesn't, we identify, biblical counseling recognizes there can be external things that cause pressure, but they aren't the cause of my behavior. When you squeeze an orange, what comes out? Juice. Why does it come out? The squeeze. No, that was just the mechanism. Juice comes out of the orange because juice is what is in the orange. You got to deal with your issues at the heart level. That's the problem. But it's deeper than that. This polyvagal theory, it is absolutely anthropological. This is all about who we are as people. What are we composed of? Huh? What responsibilities do we have for ourselves? So foundational to PVT is the assumption that those aforementioned states, those were developed over hundreds of millions of years of evolutionary development. You've got that nervous system for a reason. Otherwise, we might be able to stay alive and keep making babies, which is anti-evolutionary in my estimation. Even so, this is all based on evolution. We've got this system, so now we just have to deal with it. How do we deal with it? Not with the inner man, it's the outer man. So it's an evolutionary theory that all people are the product of chance mutations, survival of the fittest. What is our greatest problem? Asked Kyle Gengel. Our responses to life's pressures are simply a series of circuits firing sequentially as a result of evolutionary adaptation. So that's what's going on in the classrooms. The little monkeys, the little evolved pond scum, they've got this nervous system. It's got to keep them safe. So it's if it's firing off, you're to blame. Problematic thoughts, behaviors, it's the body with the wrong circuits firing at the wrong times. So man's greatest problem, what is it? Sin. Our greatest problem is our flesh. Our greatest problem is that we can't control ourselves. That's our anthropological problem. Not according to polyvagal theory. It's a lack of safety or feelings of being unsafe, which causes your body to respond to the perceived threat of danger. Now, so since feelings is what this is all about, feelings, being safe, there's no limiting principle that can specify the parameters of what constitutes a safe environment. Furthermore, how in the world do you accomplish that? I know, maybe AI and robots are supposed to help make everything perfect so that there's nothing difficult. I hit every green light. I never hit a pothole. I don't have to fill up my gas at an inconvenient time when it's raining outside and I don't feel safe. You can't control the environment. You got to live in a broken, fallen world. And that's why PVT, among other reasons, falls so short. It's because it doesn't even address reality. The cure for what ails you, the reason you're misbehaving, you're feeling dysregulated, you feel like you just want to be left alone, you're depressed, it's because of the environment. So how do we go about the business then of creating an environment that is custom designed for each and every one of us so that we feel safe and not dysregulated? It's nonsense. Utter nonsense. It's just so detached from reality. Kyle Gengel didn't bring this up, but that was my observation. It's like, what planet are y'all living on? I mean, really? Henceforth, there will be no more paper cuts. Everybody will be safe. It's just preposterous. And it doesn't help people. And it is anti-biblical. And therein lies the problem. Because this stuff, I'm telling you, it'll make its way. Disney will pick up on this. It just makes its way throughout our society. And we're going to be dealing with it. And we need to be prepared to say, we're going to have to view this through a different lens than evolution. We're going to have to view this through the lens of the Bible, which is the lens that we really need to use for everything, which is what we'll do the next time we talk about you and your vagal vagus nerve system. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.